Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you
Live
what I want,
what from I the Brighton really, really Cabinet Studio, so it's the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100, The Flag.
If you want my future, forget my
Well, I did expect Spice Girls here to open up the 7 o'clock hour.
It's Ginger's birthday today, so.
I figured you had some up your sleeve over there.
Jerry Halliwell, Ginger Spice, is that the...
was she Baby Spice?
No, she was Ginger.
Ginger.
Yeah, she's the redhead.
Okay.
Tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
The only thing I really know is one of them married David Beckham.
Yeah, that was a different one, I think. That was bad. That was...
Posh?
Yeah. Posh Spice.
Yeah, I'm not up in my Spice
there
Girls.
Yep.
No, I don't know. Somehow that woman decided she could make a life with David Beckham and...
And they're still married. It's been a long time.
Have you guys seen the new animated Disney film, Chicken Little? The newer version of it?
No reason to watch that. No.
Oh, it's a lot of adult humor in it. It's pretty funny, but yeah, they use that song in there. It's so great.
Poor woman's got to wake up every morning and look at David Beckham.
Yeah. In his underwear. Or out of
maybe,
it.
Maybe.
Poor David Beckham's got to wake up and look at her. She's pretty easy on the eyes, too.
Yeah, she's cute, too.
I think it worked out okay for everybody involved, yes. Good morning, Steve, Alex, and Kevin here with you. Need to Know Morning Show. Hour number two underway. Good to have you with us on the program today. Much to do before we finish up here this morning at 8:30. Brian Cronk from Collins and Cronk Investment Advisors talking markets. This stock market's on a tear. I'm surprised. I thought it was going to bounce back, but nowhere near this far this fast. So we'll talk to Brian about what's shaking there. We're also going to talk to Brian about a story that's been percolating here for a couple of weeks about Kodak. One of the hottest stocks now on the market is Kodak. And you're thinking, what? Kodak? Like snap a picture with your phone or with your
camera?
Camera? Yeah, it's not your phone and a picture pops up.
Have it developed?
Yeah, so we're going to find out what the story is about that. Tim Liebel from Axon Kitchen and Bath will be in talking about trends in remodels and additions. And then at 8:05 today, Steve Carney will be in from Steve Carney Outdoors. And we're going to make a little announcement today when we have Steve on with us, and that's going to be kind of a fun deal there. So Steve kind of travels all over the Midwest, full-time hunting, fishing, media stuff, and he'll let us know what's happening out in the great outdoors this week. So kind of a nice thing to do that every Thursday as we get toward the weekend and a lot of guys thinking about and gals thinking about
it. We get towards fall, too.
Yeah, that time of year.
Yep. It is that time of year.
Yeah, we had Dr. Alicia talking about hunting dogs the other day and how to get your dogs ready. So, things to look forward to.
The food plots are developing nicely from what I've seen so far. I'm kind of this is what I love about living up here. Nothing against living in Arizona where you get sun all, but I do love the seasons.
I
get to look forward to.
Yes.
I just wish winter was a little quicker.
Up. Yep.
You know?
Yes.
It's a little too long for my taste.
There's that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the thing that I think is pretty cool about all this season stuff is we have the kind of heat in the summer on our hot days that it's not South Texas heat. It's not Arizona desert heat. But we have days and heat units that could rival a lot of places across the country. And so we got that at the high end. I mean, you can have 100 degrees and you can also have 40 below. And there are not many places in the country where you can get that kind of spread.
Hence the problems we have with our roadways cracking.
Well, that and so many others. Yeah.
And the road construction season.
There is that. Yep. The people who sell air conditioners and the people who sell heaters. Furnaces, they all like it here because we need a little bit of everything, So those are our guests today. You are welcome as well to give us a call anytime at 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100, that's the Consolidated Communications phone line. Make them your partner for voice, data, and internet solutions. Fast, dedicated internet that's never shared. This is a big deal that you can have basically your own bandwidth with the team at Consolidated. Make it work as good as it can possibly work. You can also email us, studio@flagfamily.com. studio@flagfamily.com. That's the True IT inbox. True IT will save you time, money, and expand your profit potential. 7:10 here on the Need to Know Morning Show. Beautiful start to the day again. Alex, I heard you talking about it, hour number one.
Yeah.
It's going to be another wonderful day.
Stellar day, 82 today. Tomorrow, though, we've got a little bit of rain coming, but, it's all right. Saturday's going to be nice again. Sunday, chance of rain. So,
And then next week, I was looking at the extended forecast on Weather Channel, And they go out 2 weeks. And boy, we're talking about some really nice late summer weather. Every day between 80 and 85. Fairly light winds for the most part. There'll be a little bit of a breeze, but none of that nasty stuff we had earlier in the summer.
Yeah, I can't complain about the weather this summer at all.
No.
Steve, I can complain about lockdowns, but not the weather.
Going to be breaking out the Wranglers in the boots. Head over to Sawyer Brown tonight. You and Tracy do a little two-step.
I heard you playing those tunes, and I hadn't thought much about them. I'm like, yeah, Sawyer Brown, that'd be kind of cool. Now I'm thinking, Sawyer Brown.
I'm tossing it around myself, thinking about just to stay in town and do something fun.
Yeah,
exactly.
Something normal, right?
Yes.
It reminded me of my favorite Sawyer Brown song, which is probably not most people's favorite Sawyer Brown song. And I don't even know the title of it exactly, but it's called Wanting and Having It All, is at least the chorus line.
That's the name, that's the name of this thing called Wanting and Having It All. It's a remake,
It is a remake.
Yep.
So somebody else did it first.
Yes.
I did not know that.
Most country music, somebody else did it first, it seems like. They do so many remakes.
That is a really cool tune, and the lyrics and the words are fantastic. A great message to that song. So that's my favorite Sawyer Brown tune. And, I don't know. I don't have a lot of plans tonight. I might sneak over for a little bit and check out Sawyer Brown. That'll be a fun time, and like Alex said, should be a nice night for a show over
beautiful.
There. Yeah. Before you do that, though, you got to go over to Vitalant today. Sometime between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., we're doing a flag blood drive. And because of you, friend, life doesn't stop for many people. And Vitalant and the flag have teamed up on a blood drive. And we're just trying to do this as a way to get a lot of us thinking about giving blood. We don't get any sort of kickback on it. There's no money, anything involved here.
Yep.
It's just what good conservatives do. Community-focused, conservative-minded. That's who we all are. And all the people that say, you know, conservatives and Republicans are all just, you know, they want their money and they're mean and they hate black people and whatever else and they're just selfish and greedy and whatever. We know that's not the case. This is a great opportunity to come together to do something really great for the community. And you heard Katie the other day tell us that there's a significant need. They lost all of their spring blood drives, the students, high school and colleges that normally do blood drives. Well, they weren't doing any of those. And so they're behind, not just nationwide, but here locally. So you can go to vitalant.org, VITALANT.org, and you can sign up online there anytime between 11 and 6 today. You can call 877-25-VITAL, or you can just show up. And it might take you a little bit for them to get you in there, but you'll be able to take care of that today. You will have to wear a face mask if you go over there. And the good news, if you're thinking about, you know, I'd kind of like to find out, maybe I've had the coronavirus, I don't know, and it'd be nice to know if I've got the antibodies, and maybe I don't have to be quite as spooked about it. Well, they'll test that for you when they do your blood sample to just make sure everything is good to go. So it's a free deal for you, and you get some peace of mind. I think that's a great reason to do that.
I'd be interested to find out how many people they're finding with those antibodies. We should, once they're kind of done doing this testing, is it this whole month that
what
those results would be, how many people have actually
absolutely
had it.
Yep, very good question. So that's going on today, and if you can't make it today, you can also go tomorrow from 7 to 3. And when you sign up, they'll ask you, you know, if you're there with a group or anything, just mention you're part of the flag group, and that would be awesome. And so it'd be fun to see a bunch of us heading on over there and doing that. I also have in my hands right here, let me count them. I think I had 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes, I've got 5 tickets for the El Zagal Corn Feed. And I got a letter from Darren Galdi, and Darren said, hey, Steve, would you let everybody know that we're doing our 41st annual corn feed at the El Zagal Shrine, 1429 3rd Street North. It's going to be Wednesday, August 12th. So next Wednesday, 5 to 8 p.m., the lower level. In addition to the corn, which, oh, by the way, you don't really need anything else other than the corn to have a good time there. But they have also got hot dogs, chips, baked beans, and lemonades. And I've got 5 tickets here for you. They'll do the people that are serving or do the gloves and the masks, and there's going to be hand sanitizer. They're going to distance the tables. But this is how we do it in this part of the world. We don't just shut her down. We just do it smart.
There you go.
And so that's what we're going to do. And that's what they're going to do over at El Zagal Shrine. And that's next Wednesday, 5 to 8 p.m. But I've got 5 tickets, and we're just going to be easy about it. Just give them away today to first come, first serve. Yeah, we'll do all 5 in a 5-pack for you, so you can take your a few buddies and that kind
take
of thing.
Take your fam.
There you first go. Come, first serve. So
want to go?
701-271-1100 if you want to go to the corn feed. Sounds darn good, yes.
All right.
Corn, the Cob hot dogs.
Come on, Northsiders, ring
all
in.
All kind of that deal there right there. So we got that going on. Stories in the news today. There's a lot of talk around. Kevin, you were kind of giving the sports update. Sports now is... You gotta hustle to get all the sports news in because there's a lot going on.
I think somebody wants to eat some corn. Hi, the flag. Who's this?
Yeah. Eric Johnson.
Eric, you want to go to the corn feed?
Yeah, I got 5 people in my family.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Eric, we appreciate it. Why do you like listening to the Need to Know Morning Show?
I just like, you know, local is far and few between, so it's just nice being home and listening to what is going on in my neighborhood, so yeah. I appreciate it.
Appreciate that. Thank you, Eric. Thanks for giving a call, man. Just hang on the line so Kev can get you hooked up with those tickets, but yeah, enjoy. Have a good time there, my man. 717, yeah, speaking of stuff going on here, there's always a good supply of interesting things happening in town. There is a part of I-29 now from South 52nd to South of 32nd that's changed there. You're going to have to just be aware of that. This is not a construction zone thing. This is a like permanent, just there's enough traffic kind of a thing there. They're going from 75 to 65. So that south part of town, which you've always been able to kind of get away from some stuff.
Up until you that.
Get, yep. Now, once you get to 52nd, if you're coming north, you got to slow her down right then.
So. Fargo's fine, and this will probably be there to remind you.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And then coming up in a couple minutes, we're going to talk about what the NCAA said yesterday that will, I believe, definitely affect Bison football this fall. So, got a bunch of things to talk about here today as well, including an interesting survey about Black Americans and what they really feel about community policing. So, we got a lot of stuff going on here to talk about on the show today. Meteorologist Jennifer Vachisky is in the Flag Weather Center today and giving us a look at the forecast. Jen, beautiful start to the day. Looks like it's going to be a wonderful day today. Tell us more.
It does, and it's going to be a pretty average one at that as well. We're looking at some sunshine today. Highs getting up right around about the lower 80s. Then for tonight, partly cloudy, low near 67. Friday, slight chance for showers and storms in the afternoon. Mostly cloudy skies, high around 87 degrees. A better chance for rain and storms in the evening hours. Saturday, mostly sunny, high of 85 degrees, 84 here for your Sunday with another chance for rain and storms. Then by Monday, sunshine, high around 81.
Okay, lots of those low 80s in the forecast there. Sounds good. Thank you, Jen. Appreciate the update very much. We'll talk to you again here in a little bit. Time now for a check of sports. As we mentioned, all kinds of stuff to tell you about here. The Minnesota Twins had a breakout ninth inning to bury the Pirates 5-2. And the Twins now are 10-2 to start the season for the first time in team history. They've never had a better start than 10-2. They won 6 straight games. Max Kepler hit a home run, and a dude named Randy Dobnak, a Pittsburgh native, went back to his hometown and shut out the Pirates for 6 innings.
I love hearing those stories.
Mm-hmm. Best record in baseball, the Minnesota Twins. The Big Ten has said it's going to revamp the Big Ten football schedule. At least now they're planning to play games. The Gophers will open now September 5th at Michigan State. And no guarantees that there will be a season, although it sure feels like they're determined to do it. Gopher football season ticket holders got a letter yesterday. I got mine saying there will basically be no fans in the stands this year. And again, it's just, you can't make this stuff up if you're a Minnesota sports fan.
I know.
Who's Rashad Bateman? And this looked like a team that, I don't want to say legitimate national championship contender, but you could make a case that the Gophers could be one of the top 10 teams in football this next year. They had everybody back on offense, a lot of good guys back on defense, and now we can't go watch the games. So it's just going to be a TV-only thing if that's going to be the deal there. The NCAA also has canceled all the fall championships for Division II and Division III. It was sort of expected, especially in Division III. I know my daughter going to play volleyball at a Division III school. She was told there would be, even if they had fall volleyball, there would be no championships, no regionals or nationals. Now they've kind of made that official for Division II and Division III. Wild today take on Vancouver in Game 3 of that best-of-five Stanley Cup qualifier series. That's a 1:30 puck drop this afternoon. The Red Hawks lost to the St. Paul Saints. The Red Hawks having a tough start to the year. They're 10-20. They lost yesterday by a score of 6-4. North Dakota senior Babe Ruth. This is what, remember the old Legion baseball?
Yep.
Well, they said, the American Legion said, yeah, we're not going to sanction baseball. So they're all doing it under the cover of senior Babe Ruth. So that's what's going on here. And at the state tournament yesterday, winners in quarterfinal play were Fargo Post 2, Bismarck, and Fargo Post 400. In Class A, West Fargo and Valley City picked up wins in Legion baseball. 7:21, Need to Know Traffic, powered by Valley News Live, coming up next with Devin Fry. And we will also be giving you the lowdown on why it looks like the NCAA is doing everything it can to prevent there being an FCS football season for NDSU and others like them. That's next.
Trying to loosen my load. I got 7 women on my mind.
The Need to Know Morning Show is on.
I love you. This is one of the best radio shows on radio.
Catch the flag online at am1100theflag.com.
Need to Know Traffic, powered by Valley News Live, finds Devin Fry on the roadways of Fargo-Moorhead, West Fargo. Good morning, Dev. What are you seeing out there today?
Good morning. Well, things are moving along pretty well out here. There are a few spots where we're experiencing some hang-ups, and they are, of course, once again on I-29. That roadwork area does tend to cause some delays through there. Today's no different. So around the 32nd Avenue area and the 13th Avenue area on I-29, be prepared for a little bit of a backup there. The one thing we've seen out of the ordinary so far this morning is an unexpected lane closure on 25th Street. This wasn't announced to us, but in the southbound lanes there, the right lane is closed right around the 32nd Avenue intersection. That area tends to get busy throughout the day, so just be prepared for that as you make your way out the door this morning.
Okay, Devin, good stuff, man. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again in a little bit as rush hour unfolds. 7:25 here on AM 1100 The Flag, WZFG. Emailer Dan sends this note to studio at flagfamily.com. That's a true IT inbox. Steve, Alex, and Kev, the Twins have never had a 10-2 start, but they've never had a July start either.
Yeah,
I hope
that
they get to repeat the first and we never see the latter ever again.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, never know with the Minnesota team, though.
You don't ever know.
Just saying.
Nope. Okay, so NCAA yesterday started talking about what would happen in FCS football. And here we are, right? August 6th. Teams are basically reporting and starting practice, and the NCAA still has been, you know, way too hands-off as far as giving some kind of guidance on what these schools are supposed to do. Well, yesterday the NCAA came out and they said for the FCS division, if you're going to, and this is for everybody, by the way, that if you're going to have games, you've got to test all of your people within 72 hours. So you're going to have to test like Thursday night if it's a Saturday game. And you're going to have to do that every week that you have a football game. Now, this, I don't know how much it costs to run a coronavirus test, but they're talking about tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars, most likely hundreds of thousands of dollars for an entire football season to do that. Now, NDSU has got some donors and some backers and some supporters that have some money in their pocket. We know that NDSU's pretty good, relatively speaking, at raising money. But I'm telling you, for every NDSU, there's a Mississippi Valley State that is dirt poor, who basically barely gets by and has all they can do to keep everything running and stay afloat the way it is. The chances of every team on NDSU's schedule being able to afford that kind of testing are slim and none, and slim just walked out the door.
Yep, you know what I mean? That's exactly.
Is it really necessary? Yep. These are healthy young men in great shape. So if they get it, are they going to get sick and die?
No, they're not.
So they're probably symptomatic.
They might get sick.
Or they probably won't even know they have it, you know, in most of the cases.
That's right.
We're worried this much about the flu.
No kidding. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
All of them texting and driving and
things that will actually kill you, right?
That's what I've been saying, though, Steve-O. And in fact, James and I were talking about it, too. It isn't really about what any one team can do. Because you got to play other teams, and other states are making different decisions than they're making, and all of a sudden you don't have anybody that'll play you.
Exactly.
Then it doesn't matter as much as you're prepared or how much money you have. Nope. You're done.
There are very few FCS programs where sports is all about the money, the way it is in the big the FBS.
Right.
You know, you talk about Auburn and Alabama and Ohio State and Michigan and places like that, and it's big business. There's enough money. There's enough economy of scale there where they can find a few hundred thousand dollars to put toward this testing because they run a budget of $100 million.
Exactly.
Well, that's not FCS. These schools are there because they don't have that kind of a base. So, yeah, NDSU might be able to get it together, but who else in FCS has that kind of, hey, football means so much to us here that we're going to find a way, come heck or high water, to get this done? James Madison is talking about doing something. You might get South Dakota State to give it a run.
Right.
I mean, you might have a handful, but there's not a whole lot. And, you know, do you really want a season where, okay, we can get six games together and we're going to have to fly all over the country to do it? Well, now your cost is going up for that, too. Yeah. So the NCAA, by doing this, has basically made it almost impossible to have any kind of normal season. I just don't know how they do it. As far as playoffs, the other thing they talked about yesterday was, in order to have a playoff, you need 50% of the teams in your division to play. And that's just not going to happen. You've already had a handful of conferences that have said, we're not going to play this year anyway. And so in order to have a playoff and a championship of some kind, you know, if there's 100, I think there's 100 schools or so in FCS. Will they get 50 schools with what we just talked about? They're going to be able to do a season and pay for all that testing? There's just no way to happen. So it's an absolute lock guarantee that there's no playoffs this year. And are there going to be games this year? I still have a feeling NDSU finds a way to, it might be playing the same team 3-4 times, but I think they're going to have a season of some kind. I just have no idea what it's going to look like.
What about tailgating? Can you tailgate? Where are they going to have that?
Department of Health rules.
But at the Bison thing, can they? I mean, how far the campers have to be? How far do people have to be? I mean, are they going to enforce that? Do you have to wear a mask?
The Lights concert tonight, it's going to be like that. You're going to have to do some kind of checkpoints, probably, as people come
in. As they walk
in, but then once they get in there, they're going to do their thing.
Okay.
So I think they can.
To Steve, you asking, you know, I don't know, how do you do it? How you do it is you just do it. Just do it. Just play the game. Open up the stands. Stay home. If you want to wear a mask because you think you might have it, you might give it to someone else maybe, then wear a mask.
Or stay home.
Or sit far away from somebody. Try and find a seat that's not near anybody else. But open it up and do it all, or shut it all down. One or the other. Because these half-baked, half-efforts are just ridiculous. And we're not buying into any of it. I really don't care about any of it. If you're just going to, I don't have any normal opponents, I can't go to the game. We'll see you next year then. Be my vote on it.
Sad though. It's just, I know. Sad.
Well, and if you're Bonanzaville, whatever, you can run some risk and say, you know what, we're just going to do this and claim we didn't know any better if we want to sort of bend rules a little bit. And probably nobody's going to say anything because we're in North Dakota.
Well, but Bonanzaville, you don't get crowds at one time either. You know, they're kind of spaced.
Yes,
through.
I'm just throwing out an example. Yep. Problem with NDSU is they are governed by the NCAA, and if NDSU wants to try to be a little smart about it and try to get away with a few things, NCAA is going to say, oh, okay, fine, you want to play games with us? How about your basketball team doesn't go to the big dance for the next 5 years? What do you think about that? So they can't try to bend rules on this one. So the NCAA rules with an iron fist. By the way, they're talking about the Fargo Dome sometime in the next week to 10 days, along with the city of Fargo making an announcement about what home games will look like this year for NDSU football. So
that'll be interesting.
We don't know. Right now, I think it's a 50% thing or 250 people, whatever. That dial could be turned way back again. We said that for a long time. Just let people go to the game if they want to go to the game, for goodness sake. But we'll find out. The official word apparently is going to come in the next week and a half. 7:32, Need to Know Morning Show, AM 1100 The Flag, WZFG. What do you think? What's your gut feel? Is there going to be a football season? Not going to be a football season? Would you go? If they said, hey, open up the Fargo Dome. If you want to come to the game, come to the game. We don't care. Let us know. Love to hear what you think about that. 701-271-1100. Be right back.
Seven 7:34 on the Need to Know Morning Show. Here's your flag forecast. A gorgeous day out there. That sun is high in the sky. going up to 82 today. Tonight's low 67 and light wind. Another perfect day. Tomorrow, though, a little different. We've got a 30% chance of rain during the day. Warmer, going up to 87. Friday night, though, could get a little busy. We do have a 70% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 68. Saturday, sunny and 85. Sunday, 50% chance of rain again and 84. Right now, we're at 58.
It is 7:35 on the Need to Know Morning Show. Time to check the almanac for today. It is August 6th, 2020, and the average high for this day is 83, average low 59. Record high 100 degrees in 1941, record low 42 in 1886. Yesterday, 75 was our high. We've had a string of those, haven't we?
Yeah, beautiful.
Days. Sunrise at 6:14, sunset at 8:51. This is the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100 The Flash. Calls the Kronk Investment Advisors, the money man, giving you answers on what's happening in the stock market, perspective on things happening in our economy as well. Always good to have Brian in the house with us. By the way, the best dressed guy that comes into this studio every day, too.
Yes. Yeah. No argument there.
Looking sharp there every day. Let's get your mic up.
We had to play sharp dressed man for him.
The little light is out there, but he's out. You're good, Brian.
That's good.
Okay. Kev, you got to do sharp dressed man for him.
All right.
Oh, there we go. I love it when this riff comes on, but that's a good one, too.
Oh,
you
get
those three guys from ZZ Top.
Yeah,
I love that
that's
stuff.
That's you.
Mm-hmm. All right, Brian. So this stock market just continues to defy most expectations here. We are absolutely destroying records on the NASDAQ right now. And now the S&P 500, too, is making a run at getting into some near some record territory as well. The Dow is about 2,000 points off of its high as well. Just overall, your thoughts on where this market is at right now.
Isn't it awesome? Oh, I tell you what, it seems like it was just a couple of weeks ago we were talking about, wow, can you believe it? NASDAQ, 10,000, I can't believe this. And, you know, Dow's getting to a new high, too. And here we are knocking on the door, basically touching NASDAQ 11,000 right now.
11,000, yeah.
Blows me away. I love what's happening right now in this market. I'm so glad to be invested to have our clients participating in this.
Yeah, the NASDAQ closed at 10,998. When I first started paying attention to the NASDAQ, this was a few years out of school, and I forget where it was at, but it was, I don't know, 3,000 or something like that.
Right.
And now to see, you know, where it's been at right now, I've been thankful for every dollar I put in the stock market way back when I was 25 years old or whenever I started throwing it in there.
Oh, yeah. Capitalism is great, and we should probably have a pandemic every year based on this.
I asked a buddy of mine not too long ago about gold and silver and assets like that. And
sure.
My friend is in the... what's he in? He's a CPA, kind of investment guy too. And he said, you know, the thing I've never been able to quite get over with gold, silver, precious metals and things like that is those things don't have somebody running them that's trying to make them better every day. It
right.
just kind of sits there. But you know, with Home Depot or McDonald's or Microsoft, you know, there are people that are just like banging their head against the wall trying to figure out how to make their assets stronger and better. So he said, for that reason, I've just never been a big gold and silver guy.
Yeah, I think gold and silver and all of the precious metals, they have their place. You know, silver especially has some, you know, industrial qualities that, you know, make it useful within our economy. But at the same time, you know, gold has no earnings. It pays no dividend. And so you have to be careful there. I just had a gold bug in my office yesterday. He's a great investor, good client of ours. And
a gold bug?
A gold bug. Yeah, those are the people who just love that stuff.
Oh, that's what you... I've never heard that term before.
But it's interesting because we were talking about how gold is rising. And I said, is gold really rising? Or is the dollar falling? Oh. You know, because it's all relative to that. And so gold really is just a store of value. It just sits there. And as the dollar goes down, gold becomes more valuable. And so you have to really look at a lot of different variables when you're talking about the precious metals.
Okay. Well, I'm a chocolate chip cookie bug. I know that for sure. There's probably a few things that we could put that label on there.
There we go.
I know what you're talking
Yay,
about.
Yay, Nestle.
Some breaking market news this morning. U.S. weekly jobless claims. We were expecting 1.42 million. We had 1.18 million. So a better than expected number there. What does that tell you?
Wow. I was curious to see the number. It was going to come out right as I was walking into
the
building.
That's a big beat right there.
That really is. And you know, we continue to surprise me. So, you know, we're in the middle of earnings season right now, and we're hearing from these companies. And right now, 85% of the companies reporting earnings so far have beat expectations. And so that's huge. And so people say, how is this market going higher and higher? It's all about expectations, and we're beating those. But keep in mind, you know, my cautionary word is those expectations were all very, very low. So when this pandemic hit, everybody removed their estimates or dropped them way down and so forth. And so you have them beating lowered expectations. But still, it comes back to we're doing way better in the middle of a pandemic than anybody would have thought.
I feel like, Brian, and I don't follow it nearly as closely as you do, but never before have I seen kind of this divergence between what I think most people who follow it feel like the economy is all about and then what the stock market is all about. It doesn't seem that the stock market is like, you know, the irrational exuberance that Alan Greenspan used to talk about. That's a strong word because there's rationale behind all those things. But there's a widening gap, it seems like, between what the economy is really doing and what the stock market is doing. Am I wrong on that?
You're not wrong. There's two aspects of that, actually. So the stock market tends to be a leading indicator. So it kind of leads us down the path of where the economy is going. And so perhaps the economy is improving, not as fast as the stock market, but it is improving.
Yes,
and the stock market's paving that way. The other thing to think about, though, is we've got a very narrow market that makes the market headlines right now. So three stocks make up over 20% of the NASDAQ that keeps going higher. Mm. So just three stocks. And so when you start thinking about that, there's a whole bunch of other stocks that make up that index or all indexes that are sort of being left behind. So there's several ways we can look at the market. But if we look at it equally, in other words, if we weight every single stock equally, there's a whole lot of stocks that bottom 70 to 80% that's not participating. And I think that reflects what's going on in the rest of the economy.
Yeah, it's a great perspective, Brian. Good stuff there. I want to ask you about Eastman Kodak.
Yeah.
So this is the company that used to make the cameras and the film that we used to have to buy at the store, you know? And so I'm just minding my own business. I think I had CNBC on in the office or something one day a couple of weeks ago. And I'm seeing the Kodak, which has been trading at about a buck and a half for forever, spiked up to like 35 or something all of a sudden. It settled down a little bit, but it's still at about $15. And it's been sitting at 2 for forever. Tell us about Eastman Kodak and what in the world is happening with that company.
Yeah, it's interesting. So you bring that up and, you know, you just ask a lot of the population right now and they don't even know what that is. What is Kodak? Well, it's they used to make our film.
Right.
What's film, you know?
Yeah, right.
You know, so it's kind of fun to think about some of these companies that have gone by the wayside. And it's also a reminder that buy and hold is not a good long-term investment strategy because Kodak was a darling. And if you held that, you held it all the way down to, you know, $1.50, as you were saying. So, of course, I don't know if you heard the news, Steve, but, you know, Trump and the government gave, you know, Eastman Kodak a big push and a big loan to get them into manufacturing some of the chemicals and compounds that we need to make some of these generic drugs. And so that's where the big bump came from. It sort of injected new life into this company. I didn't even know truly what they were doing anymore. I suppose there's a few specialty rolls of film out there, but now they're going to be getting into drug manufacturing, and that's a whole new business for them. The government's funneling the business their way and even providing the money to help them change over to that business.
Yeah, isn't that something? So it's just they all of a sudden kind of just found a new, and I guess they've always sort of dabbled in pharmaceuticals, but we just didn't know much about it.
Well, you think about it, way back when it was Eastman Kodak, there was Eastman Chemical, mm-hmm. and the two split apart as right. they do on some of these companies. So chemicals were very involved in film and a lot of the photography type, you know, compounds being made. So it's not a far stretch to have them, you know, start putting together compounds for medicines. And so it is really neat to kind of see them doing that. But it's also just emblematic of the kind of president we have right now. You know, behind the scenes, he's putting together a deal to save TikTok and have them, you know, bought by an American company. And here he is, you know, figuring out a way to get drug manufacturing here in the U.S. on these generics and reinvigorate life into Kodak. So, you know, it's very, very much, you know, what's going on within our president's mind right now.
There are a lot of people that are ripping the president about not having more testing supplies and all this, but nobody is talking about all the things that he is doing, you're right, to drive that innovation here in America to try to get these some vaccines put together.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible when you think about it. I get tired out just thinking about all the things he's doing right now.
Yeah. Okay, Brian, good stuff as always. Any thoughts like that you're things that you're looking at for this week, upcoming week, things you're keeping your eyes on, interesting storylines that you think that we should be paying attention to as well?
Well, I'm watching earnings really closely just to see where the disappointments come from or where the successes come from. And earnings season is one of my favorites because that's when we actually get to open up the windows and peek in the curtains at these companies and see really how they are doing. And more so what I'm watching is what are the expectations going forward? So Apple and some of these companies beat expectations that were lowered. What's the new guidance that they're giving us now that they've seen what this pandemic is like? And so we're seeing some companies out there that say, you know what, things are still going to be very, very tough. And we've seen others where it's almost business as usual. And that tells me what stocks I want to be in.
Mm-hmm. I did just see a note, too, about Nintendo, a 428% right. surge in profits. I guess everybody's sitting at home gaming. So
let's do that.
Makes sense. Brian, thanks for the visit. As always, great to talk to you. People want to find out more about you and how you might be able to help them. Let us know how they do that.
You know what? You can just give us a call. We're in downtown Fargo. Stop by or call us at 235-0119.
All right. He's my money man, and my accounts are looking pretty darn good these days. I'll tell you that much. So give him a call, and he can visit with you about what he does for folks and maybe help you out as well. Thanks, Brian. Take care.
Hey, you bet. Good to see you.
Brian Cronk from Collins & Cronk Investment Advisors. You can find them online. Just a quick Google search, collinsandcronk.com. We'll get it done for you. 7:46, Need to Know Morning Show. When we come back, we've got traffic, weather, and sports straight ahead.
Rise and shine.
I absolutely love that you are one of the few people that has some common sense.
This is the Need to Know Morning Show here on the Flag.
7:48 on the Need to Know Morning Show. Here's your Flag forecast. Another gorgeous day, sunny and 82. Tonight's low 67 and even light wind. Tomorrow a little different. We've got a 30% chance of rain during the day with a high of 87. Friday night, though, we've got a 70% chance of thunderstorms and a low of 68. Saturday, sunny and 85. Sunday, a 50% chance of rain and 84. Right now, we're at 58.
This weather update has been brought to you by orthopedic and sports medicine specialists of Fargo. Dr. Phil Johnson can help you get back on your feet, back in the game. Whatever it is that you like to do to stay active, you want to make sure that you're ready to rock and roll and get those things done. Dr. Phil and the team at Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Specialists of Fargo are the people to help get you back in the game. OSM Fargo, Dr. Phil Johnson. He is the man. All right, a little sports here for you this morning. The Minnesota Twins have now won 6 straight games. They are 10-2 for the first time in team history, and it's the best record in the major leagues at this point of the season. They beat Pittsburgh 5-2 last night in Pittsburgh. The NCAA has canceled the Division II and Division III fall championships. They also came out yesterday and said if schools want to play fall sports, they've got to test their athletes within 72 hours of competition, and that is basically going to put the kibosh on most fall sports. In addition to the fall championships, Minnesota Wild take on Vancouver in game 3 of their best of 5 first round playoff series. That is at 1:30 today, in the Edmonton bubble there. The Redhawks lost to St. Paul 6-4 last night. Now they're 10-20 on the year. At the state senior Babe Ruth baseball tournaments, this is what the Legion baseball was before, but now they're playing under a different governing body so they can actually play. Fargo Post 2 beat Grand Forks 2-0. Bismarck beat West Fargo 6-2. And Fargo Post 400 beat Williston 3-2. In the Class A tournament, it was the West Fargo Vets beating Fargo Jets 8-5. And Valley City beat Bismarck by a score of 2-1. And that's a look at sports here this morning. 7:50. When we come back, we'll do a little traffic for you. Tim Liebel from Maxine Kitchen and Bath is also in, giving us some good ideas on remodeling, decorating, all that good stuff. We're talking about flooring psychology today.
Psychology?
Yes.
And flooring?
Absolutely.
I can't wait.
It's
that's
a thing.
That's Tim. Huh. That's Tim for you. We'll have it for you coming up next.
Come on, baby. Do you do more than that? This is the Need to Know Morning Show.
I'm sorry, did you say you love it?
I do. I love it.
I knew you would.
On AM 1100, The Flag.
Here we go.
I'm sure they'll be doing this one for you tonight, buddy. By the way, I was mistaken. I thought this was a remake. This was their original.
Hey, great tune. We don't have time to play the whole thing now, but if you haven't heard this one,
Sawyer Brown,
pop it up. Sawyer Brown, wanting and having it all.
There you go. 7 o'clock tonight.
Oh, there you
32
go.
Below going to be opening for him over at the lights.
Mm-hmm. All right, 7:53 here on the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100 The Flag WZFG. Our buddy Tim Liebel's here from Accent Kitchen and Bath.
You let him in here.
Choose
your mom.
Chooseaccent.com.
Mother!
On the website there. And you can stop in and see him at 3151 Main Avenue in Fargo. Tim, want to ask you about a couple of things here. Trends in flooring, it kind of all gets into like public psychology a little bit, doesn't it, when you're trying to pick out some of these things for people's houses?
Yeah, there's quite a bit that goes into picking out materials. A lot of it is social influences and marketing influences. We try to take those out of the equation, though, and take a true educational purpose to why you pick out things and how it goes. So,
right.
So we offer certain psychology. So say if you're putting flooring into a bathroom, generally people want it to be water resistant and X, Y, and Z. And there's certain psychologies to that. Lately, the psychology has been ease of installation, waterproof, and floating floors.
Floating floors.
Yeah, stuff like that. But that's one part of it. And the other part is pricing. We're noticing that internet's starting to take over Main Street type of businesses and almost kick them to the curb, or they're shrinking on our margins. And so Accent came up with a certain pricing structure where we will advertise two prices on our floor. We just lay it out there on the line. One will be a professionally installed price. So if you're buying it from us and we're installing it, we are going to charge more for that material, but we're going to offer you 2-year labor warranty, which no one else does, by the way.
Mm.
And then we'll guarantee workmanship type of deal. And then we'll offer you another price where it's called a cash and carry. We're saying, screw it if you want it. Here is an absolutely competitive price. It should win.
Yep.
And the responsibilities of X, Y, and Z are on your plate.
That's all like you.
Returns, warranty is up to your execution, things like that. But here it is, and so you know. And
yeah,
I think it's been working fantastic because we rolled that out in February. It took a ton of work for our team to label everything. But it's I think it's one of the ways that a business like ours can survive in an internet age where it crunches all the volume and what have you away from our business.
Okay. I don't know if we've got a lot of time to get into this quick, but can you give us your best 30 seconds on market predictions for the next 10 years?
All right, so really quick prognostication. We're doing a lot of bids for people that are coming in from basically coastal states and then from more metropolitan areas. With the internet age and stuff like that, people can work from homes, and there has been a desire for medium market living or rural types of settings or lake settings. And with security going down in larger cities, we're seeing a mini exodus. And I'm predicting that Sioux Falls will be bigger than Minneapolis, like in the proper anyways, very soon. And
wow.
I'm predicting Fargo.
Thanks to Christy Noem.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm predicting Fargo. I bet you the metro was like 200 some. I bet you Fargo in the next 10 years will be 300,000 people. And I'm not kidding. Like the metro. And I think I'm predicting for the next 10 years, we're going to be in a very strong market and self-supporting market. So
love it.
Yeah.
Good stuff. All right. You heard it here first. Tim Liebel, Accent Kitchen and Bath. Chooseaccent.com. That's the website, chooseaccent.com. Tim, always great to see you, man. Thanks for stopping in.
Thank you.
All right. 7:56, Need to Know Morning Show. Time for Need to Know Traffic, powered by Bally News Live. Devin Fry's on the road this morning. Devin, any crashes that are gumming things up here today?
Nothing that we've been made aware of, which is good news out there. No new crashes. Really, the only thing out of the ordinary holding things up is an unexpected lane closure on 25th Street. Now, there was so it's in the southbound lanes there of 25th Street, right around the 32nd Avenue intersection. That lane is closed. That was not announced to us earlier. Not sure why or when it's going to open, but just be aware that it's closed out there.
Okay.
Another thing, another area where things are slowing down is the road work on I-29, of course. And just a heads up, the speed limit is no longer 75 miles an hour when you get south of 32nd Avenue. That is down to 65 miles an hour there, and there may or may not be a speed trap around. I'll but just be aware of the speed limit change in that area.
Sounds good, Devin. Thank you, man. We appreciate it very much. This traffic update brought to you by I-29 Automotive. If the air conditioning in your vehicle isn't cooling like it should, talk to the guys at I-29 Automotive, located off I-29 and Main in Fargo, or online at i29tire.net. Time now for the Jost Investments Market Report. Jost Investments, your commercial real estate, land development, and business sales and leasing connection. Yesterday on Wall Street, the Dow was up 373 points to finish at 27,201. NASDAQ up 57, S&P 500 up 21. WTI crude oil up about 10 cents at $42.28. Time now to visit with Scott Hennen, the host of the What's On Your Mind radio program. Scotty's on his way to Bismarck today. Scott, what do you got planned for the show this morning?
Well, we're at the University of Mary. They have a Rising Leadership North Dakota event. A younger generation of folks in to learn from, seasoned entrepreneurial leaders in North Dakota. It's a really neat enterprise, and we're going to tell you a little bit about it today on the program, so look forward to that. We'll have an update on the new alert system for Cass and Clay County. We'll also talk with Craig Stevens from Grow America's Infrastructure Now and Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council to unpack the ruling yesterday on the Dakota Access Pipeline. What exactly happened? What's next? When is there some certainty that oil will continue to flow? It was a victory on one end, but some say a defeat on another. We'll get to the bottom of it today, live from the University of Mary on What's On Your Mind.
Okay, it's always a great show. Starts at 8:30 here on AM 1100 The Flag, WZFG. Scott Hennen and the What's On Your Mind radio program. All right, coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour on the Need to Know Morning Show, got a couple of interesting stories for you. Did you know the thousands of non-U.S. residents got those $1,200 coronavirus stimulus checks?
What?
Back when that happened a month or so ago.
Come on. That's not supposed to happen.
So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're also going to give you a very interesting insights from a poll about what Black Americans want from policing. So all that and much more, WZFG, Dilworth, Fargo, Moorhead, USA.